Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Lanice Williams. Oh, is it afternoon? Yes, it is. It's noon. It is afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and surrounding Cobb County. And today we have some girl power going on in the studio. We have two what I like to call mompreneurs, ladies that are balancing business and still managing the household. We have Shanda Cadet, who is the founder of Business Babies and Beauty and the CEO of One Rich Lifestyle. And we have Alexandria Lee, the CEO of F&W Style Luxury Handbags. How are you, ladies?
Very well, thank you.
Good. It's great to have you here because my purpose of this show is for both of you. I realize both of you have kids, so tell us, you know, how you do that, how you started your business, because many people see, the end result. They might follow you on social media, or they see your items in the store, or whatever the case may be, and they think, oh, this is so great, it's so wonderful. But what they don't know is how it all started. So we're going to get into a little bit of that today.
Okay. Great.
So Alexandra, since you're closest to me, tell me a little bit about yourself and a history of F&W Style.
All right. Well, like you said, my name's Alexandra Ali. I'm the owner of F&W Style Handbags. And we've been in business for 5 years now, going on six in September.
And congratulations.
Thank you. So everything's going well with the business. We're growing. We've been getting in a lot more stores. And we're just happy with how everything is going with the business.
Did you get involved with this handbag industry?
Well, I've been in the fashion industry for a long time. My mom is a designer, mm-hmm. and I'm originally from Nigeria, and mm-hmm. she had a really big studio there where she designed clothes and sold it to people and all that. So I spent a lot of summers in the studio after school. That's where I was at. So mm-hmm. I just loved the atmosphere and just seeing how happy people were shopping and buying something that fit them. Mm-hmm. So I always knew I wanted to be in fashion. I just didn't know what. When we moved over here to the States, I started modeling. And I did, I modeled for Macy's, Bloomingdale's, you know, stores like that. And a lot of the things I modeled, I couldn't afford mm-hmm. at the time. So I knew I wanted to do something that was well made, just like the luxury items that I saw, but still affordable for women to get, working women to get. So when I met my husband, we decided to start F&W Style. I love accessories. I love sketching. So we just kind of put it all together and started the company.
So what's that like being in business with your husband?
It's awesome. He's, you know, just everything for the business. He's somebody that I can talk to. He's kind of changed since we met because he'll send me a picture of a girl with a handbag and say, what do you think about this? I'm like, oh my God, what are you
doing? Luckily, he wasn't doing that before you married him.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, we're just like partners. He does all the IT mm-hmm. stuff for the business. So it's just good to have that person that's my best friend, but I can also talk to about
business.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to focus on handbags as opposed to clothing?
Well, I wanted to start with something that I organically, I love handbags. I love leather. I feel like it's an accessories or just like a pop of color that can make any outfit.
True.
You know, so I wanted to start with that. Clothing is something that we will move on to at some point, mm-hmm. but I just wanted to start with something I had a real passion for.
Mm-hmm. So how did you go about finding the right people to work with as far as I guess manufacturers. How did that process work?
Well, that process was tough because, you know, starting out, it was just, you know,
just an idea, right?
Yeah, I just started here. You know, so what I did was I started to contact people that I modeled for, you know, stores. I did a lot of modeling at the America's Mart, which is downtown here in Atlanta. So I started connecting with those people and asking lots and lots of questions, asking mm-hmm. them where they manufacture it. And, you know, I think God blessed me with putting the right people that could advise me mm-hmm. in front of me. So I was able to get a lot of advice that way. And I had a friend at the time that lived in Hong Kong, and she was able to get me with some manufacturers there. And then I partnered up with some leather manufacturers in Italy, and that's where we get our leather from.
Nice, nice. So what stores can we find your items in now?
They're in about 40 stores nationwide. So we have a list of all the stores that carry our handbags online at fwstyle.com, which is our website. Mm-hmm. We just recently got carried by Ritz-Carlton. So mm-hmm. the gift shop in Buckhead carries our line. And we're also in talks with some of the other Ritz-Carlton locations for this fall. So look
nice. That's
forward
exciting.
To that. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we have some hotels and casinos that carry our line as well. If you're in Atlanta, Chateau Alon carries our line. And we have some casinos in Pennsylvania that carry our line as well. Mm-hmm. So just look online to our store locator and you can see a list of all the stores that mm-hmm. carry us.
So I'm sure you had some help from your mom in trying to find these locations and work the whole details and mm-hmm. ins and outs of these deals.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's fortunate that you had her.
Yeah, she is so helpful because she knows the technical aspects of sewing, of designing. Mm-hmm. So there's some things that I'll create and give it to her, and she's like, "Oh no, it needs to have this piping or that." Mm-hmm. So it's good to have that person there right. to help me, especially with the design aspect of it.
So how did it start? Did you yourself just sketch some ideas, or did you have someone sketch it for you and you just sent it to a manufacturer? Or, I don't know. How does that work?
Well, I sketched it myself, mm-hmm. and all I did was just draw a bag that I thought was beautiful, and I sent it to a manufacturer, and they're like, no, we need the inside, the outside,
oh, wow.
the zippers, the side, the you know, the, is it gonna have feet? Is it not? So my mind was blown because I'm like, how do I do
You're
all
like,
of this?
I just had this design in my mind, like they're just supposed to make it happen.
Exactly. So I kind of had to go and kind of learn how to do that aspect. And my mom, like I said, helped me with a lot of that and came up with my very first design, send it in. They sent a prototype to me that wasn't what I wanted. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that process of sampling and going back and forth until we got the product that we wanted, and then we went from there.
So how long did it take from the time, I guess, you finally got that sketch correct mm-hmm. To the time that you actually found the prototype that you liked and were selling?
Well, the first year, I think, took us, you know, sampling and trying to get it perfectly mm-hmm. the way that, you know, I wanted it to be and the way I wanted to present it. Mm-hmm. So I think it took almost a full year to mm-hmm. get everything together.
Wow.
And we went from one manufacturer to another until we found one that could create what we wanted and the quality that we wanted for mm-hmm. the girls that buy our bags.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the Our Purse for Philanthropy program.
Okay. We started our Purse for Philanthropy program this year. Mm-hmm. With everything with F&W Style, you know, going well, I just wanted to make sure for me that we were giving back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to give back to the charities that were close to my heart. And one of them, we've partnered with two charities now. One of them is the Foster Care Support Foundation. And what they do is they provide foster parents and also products that kids would need after they go to the foster parents' home. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if it's babies, they might give them a car seat or strollers.
Oh, nice.
You know, things like that to help them going.
You don't think about that, the things that they would need after that process.
Exactly. So they give those to the parents, and they do a lot of events in Atlanta. So we've done several events with them and also donated for their fundraisers, handbags, and things like that. But I wanted to take it to the next level. So this year, we partnered with them, and any bags that purchased on our website using their specific code, 20% of it will go directly to the charity.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And we also partnered with Burt's Big Adventure. Anybody that's here in Atlanta, if you listen to the Burt Show, that's his charity that they started. And they provide a magical trip to Disney World for kids that are chronically ill, and just to uplift their spirits. And I think that's it's just a beautiful thing, and we wanted to be a part of that. So also with them, any purchases made with their code, 20% goes to that charity.
That's nice. I like that. So how long have you been doing that?
We just started this year. It's only a couple of months that we've been doing the program.
That's good. So I'm sure you would say that that's one of the things that sets you apart from other handbag lines. What else do you think sets F&W style apart from others?
I think with us, it's not like just going to a mall and purchasing a bag and that's it. We care about the clients themselves. My goal is to make every woman that carries our bag feel empowered and feel important. So we do everything from the packaging to the follow-up that we do with clients. We always want to know, what do you think of our bags? What do you think we can improve? And that's what we do with all of our clients.
So you're, I'm sorry to interrupt. You're able to do that also with people that purchase in retail locations? Or that probably gets a little tricky.
It's a little tough. So with retail locations, who we follow up with is the owner of the stores. Just to see how are girls liking the bags? Have they gotten any returns or, you know, all that stuff. So we always follow up with our clientele. And as far as people that buy from retail stores, though, what we do is we always encourage women to send us pictures of them with their bags. And if they have any businesses or if they have anything going on, we'll put it in our newsletter. We always have a F&W Girl of the Month. So we'll put it in our newsletter to kind of highlight them and what they're doing. So empower them also. And then we also put it on our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
So that, I guess that describes, was that, well, no, not really. What does describe an F&W girl?
An F&W girl is you, and you sitting here in the studio. It's a woman that is successful in her business. She's empowering to other women. She has kids, maybe, but she's doing everything. She has a nice social life, and she's doing all these things in style and in grace. You look at her and just think, how can she do all of that? Same thing I think about you when I see you. How can you do all of that?
I don't really know.
Exactly. So that's an F&W girl.
Awesome. So what's coming up for the summer?
Well, for the summer, we have our new collection out right now. It's been featured in magazines. Southern Season magazine just featured us recently. We were in Jezebel magazine as the new and upcoming brand. So that was exciting.
That's so
this
exciting.
Year.
I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you. So, you know, our summer line is out. So check it out online and our Instagram, Facebook also. We also have are working, believe it or not, on our fall line right now. So that'll be released soon. And we also partnered with the Wine Women in Shoes organization. If you don't know about this organization, go online and find out. What they do is partner up with other charities and throw this big events where there's wine, there's shopping, and
that sounds like my kind of event.
Exactly. And there's a fashion show, and all of it is benefiting a charity in different states. So we've partnered up with them. We've done some shows already, and we'll continue to do it throughout the year. So, you know, look online and see where we're going to be next for that.
Awesome.
And our fall collection, like I said, is coming soon.
So how many different styles do you do, I guess, per season or per year? Is it always new styles coming out?
Yes, there's always new styles coming out and then additional colors. You know, when we first started, it wasn't that many new styles, you know, because it was a new company. But now we try to do about 2 to 3 different styles every collection that we have coming out.
So, yeah. So like you said, it's summer, but you're busy working on those styles for the fall.
Exactly.
Trying to stay ahead of the game, right?
Exactly.
So how can customers shop for your items online?
Okay, just go to fwstyle.com. You can shop our items there. We also have a studio here in Atlanta. It's in Chambly Tucker. Mm-hmm. It's a small studio that we work out of, but if clients wanted to come there, all they have to do is call and make an appointment with us, and mm-hmm. they can come in and see the bags in person if they like.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love it. So what's next for you? What else are you going to do? I know you mentioned clothing possibly in the future.
Yeah. Well, that's you know, in the future, that's what we're looking towards doing. Mm-hmm. Getting in more stores, getting more, you know, features, and working with some bigger box stores. That's mm-hmm. kind of what we're working on right now. So that's where we're at.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you going to hang around while we find out about business and babies and beauty?
I would love to. I want to know how she does it with 6 kids.
Me too. I need to know, because I'm struggling over here with 2. So we need all the information we can get, right?
Exactly.
So Shanda, tell us about yourself and about what you have going on.
Okay. Let me state it. My name is Shanda Cadet. I'm founder of BusinessBabiesAndBeauty.com. And I started it as a way to help women entrepreneurs start a business and maintain a successful family life. Mm-hmm. I'm an entrepreneur. I have 2 businesses. One is a heating and cooling business, and the other is...
I forgot to mention that one.
Yeah.
You have so much going on.
So, yeah, I'm president of that business, mm-hmm. and we started that 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's our number one breadwinner. So that takes a lot of my focus. And I'm also CEO of One Rich Lifestyle, mm-hmm. which is, we've been in business for about 2 years with One Rich Lifestyle. And Business Babies and Beauty just started in January, because mm-hmm. I just got so many questions about, well, how do you do it all? And how do you? So I just created that as a platform to speak to women mm-hmm. At functions, seminars, and workshops and conferences. And just as a way to let other women know that you can do it,
right?
Even though you have children and mm-hmm. things come up, because none of my pregnancies were planned. Mm-hmm. I just had to keep it moving. Mm-hmm. I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur for as long as I can remember. And so I just don't let that stop me. And so that's why I created Business Babies and Beauty as a mm-hmm. way to let other women know that you can do it.
You can do it. You can. I like it. Mm-hmm. So what type of services do you offer your entrepreneur moms?
Well, I consult with them. Mm-hmm. I'm now in the process of like getting together a process and mm-hmm. workshops and seminars for them to attend. Like I said, mm-hmm. I just started in January. So mm-hmm. for the most part, I'm just speaking at different locations. Mm-hmm. But if you go to businessbabiesandbeauty.com, you can consult with me if you have questions and you want to know exactly how to start a business. That's mm-hmm. what I get mainly. Like, how do you start? Like, what's the first thing that you do? Mm-hmm. So you can consult with me.
So how did you take this from just, a simple concept? I know, because I have a similar story. You know, people were coming to me asking me business questions, and I got to the point where I'm consulting. I'm giving, I guess maybe I should just ask for some compensation, because I'm giving you great information.
Yes.
So was it similar? Like, I think you kind of mentioned that people were just coming to you, and you were like, "Well, hey, this is a business."
It is. I actually have a business coach mm-hmm. That I signed up with for One Rich Lifestyle, mm-hmm. and through the process of her coaching me with that, and I would tell her, you know, I have women asking me about this. She said, well, why don't you try to package it up and, you know, it's like you said, get some compensation for it, because you're giving out good information. You may as well not give it out for free all mm-hmm. the time. So, and that's pretty much how I started. So I compile information that I know, and I packaged it up and just
mm-hmm. put a bow on it and put it out there.
Exactly.
Now, what's One Rich Lifestyle? Tell us about that.
One Rich Lifestyle is a creative lifestyle brand. It's just comprised of everything that I love. It's baby apparel, it's beauty, and mm-hmm. it's home decor. Mm-hmm. So I started with baby apparel because I love it so much. I've mm-hmm. always been a designer as well. I went to school for fashion design, but mm-hmm. I thought that I would be designing women's clothes. I did not know that I would be doing baby clothes, but they're so cute.
Yeah.
And I really love them. And I've had babies enough to know uh-huh. What babies need.
Right.
I feel like I'm the baby whisperer.
And you know what mom's like.
Exactly. So so I started that, and I want to expand that into a whole lifestyle brand. Like mm-hmm. it's a one-stop shop for everything that you need.
Nice, mm-hmm. nice, nice. So what main tip would you suggest for balancing business and motherhood?
The main
We're
tip.
We're all ears.
I would say write things down, mm-hmm. Keep a schedule, keep a calendar, keep something in front of you at all times, because you can't keep everything in your head. You're going to mm-hmm. forget some things. You may forget when somebody needs to go to the dentist. You may forget when you got to show up at a interview, or mm-hmm. you know, just all sorts of things. But so that's my main tip. It would be to just write it down, have a calendar, mm-hmm. schedule things out, but don't overwhelm yourself. No,
it's funny because it's that, and I tell people the same thing, but I'm so guilty of not listening, mm-hmm. not listening to that. It's like practice what you preach, right?
That's true. And I've been saying it for years, and then I would forget some things. And my husband is like, well, why don't you just get one of those big calendars where you just keep in front of you at all times? And I'm like, I tell people that all the time. Like, why wouldn't I do that? So I have this big calendar in front of me, and I know every single thing that needs to go on. And so when someone calls me and say, can you do this on that day? And I have to look and see if I got three things I'm doing that day, I can't do it that day.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm coming to the point where I feel like I prefer a big written calendar anyway, as opposed to having to go to my computer or go to my phone.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'm just old school. Like, I need to see it.
Yes.
All in front of me. I don't want to look at just today.
Yes.
I want to look at all
the
of
whole
it.
Month.
Right. And just stand there and just look at it.
Right.
And figure it all out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you said you started this back in January.
January, yes.
So have you had any events so far? Do you have anything coming up? What's going on?
I do. I have Business Babies and Beauty Big Hat Brunch coming mm-hmm. up in August.
Oh, fun.
Where I'm going to gather mompreneurs, like a panel of mompreneurs mm-hmm. and successful women that can help other women mm-hmm. out in my audience, the attendees, and just let them know that, again, you can do it. If you just do it, I think we're just too comfortable just talking about it.
Yeah.
A lot of women and not doing it. So when they can see that there are other women doing it mm-hmm. and kids and everything else is crazy going on, there is like really no excuse.
Yeah.
So that, and at the event, I also want to award some moms for balancing it all.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really excited about
that. This sounds really similar to something that, well, I've relaunched it. It's a little different now, but I did something similar, and it's such a rewarding experience.
Mm-hmm.
I did something similar in Atlanta last year, and also honored some mompreneurs
yes.
in Houston. And people appreciate that information so much.
Yes.
You know, at first, I was thinking, you know, on a small scale, like, oh, just get a couple women together. We'll sit down and talk,
yes.
you know, have some coffee, trade war stories about kids.
Yes.
But I realize women really want and need this information.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I open ticket sales, and I'm like, okay, maybe, hopefully,
yes.
a couple people will come.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I saw the need for it, like, it's truly a great business.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a great business model because people need it.
Thank you. Yeah.
People definitely need it.
I see it. Like, I'm always asked that question. That's why I'm like, okay, well, I got to create something, because
right.
the question is always there. Like, how do you do it? And how do you balance it all with the kids? And to me, it's natural
yeah.
for me. I treat my businesses like they're my babies anyway. So it's like, mm-hmm. I got the six kids and then my other three business babies, and we're just
yeah, I like that.
Working it
so
out.
You have nine kids.
Yes.
Really.
And my husband, who's
10 kids.
Right. So,
but yeah, I love it. And there's always room for people to improve.
Yes,
always, the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
But yeah, it's funny because I, you know, like Alexandra just said, like, she asked me, like, how do you do it? And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know. You know, it's just kind of like, either you sink or you swim.
Right.
Like,
and I follow your adventure. And it's just so, like, I know I have the six kids, but it's just so amazing to see how you do all of that stuff.
Well, guess what? I'm amazed by you at how you can do it with six, because I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off with two. So congratulations, kudos, whatever to you, because that's huge. So what's next for you in 2015?
I'm working on a book.
Mm-hmm.
To help women balance it all.
Mm-hmm.
Just some tips and advice on some things that I've gone through that can help them
mm-hmm.
In their quest to become entrepreneurs. Or just, I mean, a lot of women do want to become entrepreneurs, but some just really just want help balancing whatever
right.
they have going
with
on.
Career.
With their career,
mm-hmm.
yes. So that's what's next. And the Big Hat Brunch.
Hat brunch.
Yes.
You have mm-hmm. to let me know when that is.
Yes.
I want to go buy a new hat.
Yes.
You coming, Alexandria?
I would love to come.
Yes.
I would like you.
So, Alexandria, maybe you can offer a tip also. I know you're balancing it all. How do you produce these amazing handbags and do all you do and still manage manage the household.
Yeah, same thing she said. I always keep a schedule. You know, somebody, people ask me, oh, can you do this? And I'm like, let me check my schedule first, you know, so I don't double book or anything like that. So keeping a schedule, I think, is very important. And I also think it's a mental thing. Mm-hmm. You know, just like you said, I don't know how I do it. Mm-hmm. It's a mental thing. Just decide you're going to do it.
Yes. Right.
You're going to make it. And once you make that decision that that's going to happen, then nothing else can stand in your way.
Yes. You know? That is so true. Shanda, what do you feel has been your biggest, I guess, challenge as a female mompreneur?
Every time someone asks me, I always think of childcare. It's the first thing that comes to my mind because I have the six kids. And though I work from home, sometimes I have to leave.
Right.
And so most of the time I need someone really flexible that you're not going to work Monday and Tuesday, but you're going to work Thursday and Friday. And so that's always a challenge for me is to have someone there with my kids that I can depend on that's going to show up on time and trust. That is so huge because I'm with them all the time because I homeschool them as well.
Wow.
So we're
don't
together.
Tell me anything about anything that I do. If you can homeschool.
And that's a challenge in itself.
Yeah. Wow.
And so I'm like the kids, like, yay, it's summer. Like, I'm a teacher, so I don't have to teach right now. But
so add that also, you're a teacher.
Yes. Yeah. So
that's been your challenge. What do you feel has been your biggest triumph?
I love it when I get emails of women telling me that they've done something because of what I've said or what I've done. Like that's the best because that's why I created Business Babies and Beauty. You want answers, I'm giving you answers, and now you're putting it to work, and it's just the greatest feeling. I love it.
It's like seeing another baby.
Yes, it is. I so love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
What about you, Alexandra? What do you think has been your biggest challenge?
I would say my biggest challenge was at first, it's balancing everything that I do. Same thing, like she said, I'm home with my kids a lot. I like to be a hands-on mom, so I do a lot with them. So I try to balance doing all the work stuff that I have and also being a mom and also being a wife.
Yes.
So just having the time and balancing all of that has been a challenge at times, and it's something that I still work on daily, you know. And I think it's something that a lot of moms face, because the minute I'm doing so well with the business, I'm thinking, okay, am I leaving anything behind?
Yes.
You know, and I don't
guilt.
Want to,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I think that's been a challenge for me, but you know, working through it.
Right. Yeah. What about your biggest triumph? Working through it, maybe.
Exactly. Yes, working through it. And I guess my biggest triumph would be just the success that F&W is getting. And not only that, just the fact that a lot of women, I feel like I'm doing something good for the community because it's not just handbags. Women are coming up to me and asking me, you know, I like the way you made me feel when I came in the studio and you gave me that bag, or I bought that bag. I like the way you make me feel when you left a message for me on my Instagram page. You know, it's all about uplifting women, and that's always been my goal. The profit and the handbags have been secondary, and just making a difference has been my goal, and I think getting to that has been a triumph for me.
And it's awesome, because most people think the only way they can empower someone is, you know, by giving a speech or having a phone call, whatever. But the fact that you can do that through a business, that's amazing.
That is,
for both of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
To make a profit and empower.
Yeah.
that's great.
Yeah.
Yes. So I guess my next focus should be kind of steering away from babies a little bit. We'll now go to business. Like, I know personally, Alexandria, from an interview when we were in a studio together.
Yeah.
And I was so blown away that you said all of the PR, everything that has happened for F&W Style, you have done all by yourself.
Yes.
How? Like, how can you, how do you do that? Like, because, you know, just me, you know, I love branding, you know, so, you know, I enjoy that. The legal stuff, you know, I can handle for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to PR and, like, really getting the word out, like, I feel like I have to hire someone to do that.
Yeah, and at some point, I think your business also is at a point, you know, where you have to do that. And we're getting there, too. But for me, it was just having call days. Mm-hmm. And when I say having call days,
like
I
all
mean
day.
Like 8 hours of I'm not doing anything but having a list and I'm calling over and over again. I'm sure Devin has heard me. I have my intern here. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she's heard me being on the phone like, why? It's repetitive. It's just, hello, hello. I'm, you know, telling you
we
about
should
my
turn
business.
Devin's mic on. We should really hear about what's going on.
Yeah, so it's just having call days, uh-huh. you know. And when I have those days, all I'm either I'm focused on calling clients to mm-hmm. get my bags in their boutique or store, or I'm calling magazines and editors to get us featured in there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when I've noticed that when you get the right person, if I don't get discouraged, because when I get that right person that wants my product, mm-hmm. they want it.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so be it an editor or be it a store, immediately I call them and I send them my information. That's what it is. And the people that don't want it, they don't need it. So mm-hmm. it's not rejection, mm-hmm. you know. So
it's just not your target client.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is, call mm-hmm. days. And that's what I've been able to do. It's harder and harder lately to have those days.
Because you're so busy now. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. but... That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Shanda?
Same thing, except for in my businesses, they've grown so much that I can't just do it by
right.
myself. I used to do it by myself, but so now I do have a PR that handles it. It's mm-hmm. a relief that it's
I'm
one
sure.
less thing that I have to do. So, but in the beginning, I was doing the same thing. You yeah. have to set those days aside where this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call up clients. I'm mm-hmm. going to call, and you just have to do that. Mm-hmm. But now I don't have to do that anymore, and it's a relief. Yeah.
One thing off your plate.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
And so, I was going to add, you know, at some point also, I think it's starts to, once you start a process, from one thing you meet somebody, like at the radio show I was doing, mm-hmm. I met you and mm-hmm. you said, I want you to come on this. So mm-hmm. it kind of just starts to happen like that, where you're not doing as much calling anymore because things are just happening
right.
around you. Mm-hmm.
And that leads me to, I guess, a little discussion on networking. Like mm-hmm. how beneficial do both of you feel networking has been as an entrepreneur?
Very beneficial, because mm-hmm. I am not social at all. But mm-hmm. when you're an entrepreneur, it forces you to, yeah. if you want something different, you have to do something different. Mm-hmm. So I can't stay home like
if
I would like to.
If you want to eat, you have to go meet people, right?
Exactly. So networking has been very beneficial for me. And mm-hmm. I go alone just so that I won't have like a friend that I'll just hold on to.
Idea.
So I go alone yeah. and it forces me to talk to new people and meet new people mm-hmm. and join new forces and partner up. So mm-hmm. it's been wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Networking is awesome.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Same here. It's just been amazing. I've had to, like she said, force myself. I'm an outspoken person, but I'm usually not the first in the party or wherever we are to go meet somebody. Mm-hmm. But now it forces me to. Mm-hmm. And once I do that, I mean, it's just open doors for me mm-hmm. because there's so much that I learn from other people and so much that they learn from me. Even surrounding the people that I've chosen to surround myself with now mm-hmm. has been very beneficial for me. It's
all around a good thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's awesome. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, Shanda, I like how you said that you're able to, you know, meet other people and,
yes.
and work with them. Because
yeah.
a lot of people don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. They see it as... you know, this person can benefit me
yeah.
by being a client, but
mm-hmm.
they don't see how a person could possibly benefit them by doing some type of joint venture
exactly.
or something
yeah.
like that. I don't
yeah.
think enough people think about the possibilities or the great things that can happen
yes.
when you partner with someone else.
Yes. Yes.
Because like you said, Alexandra, people learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn from them.
Yes.
And it's also beneficial if they have a Rolodex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And you have a Rolodex.
Right.
You know, they have an email list.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hey, can you email this about, you know, my company? Like, mm-hmm. there's so many benefits of that. But,
it is.
I mean, I don't know why people don't do that more.
I don't know either. Because it's beneficial. Mm-hmm. Partnership is very much beneficial.
Yeah. yeah. I don't get it, but that'll be a totally different show
right.
on another day and time. But again, ladies, it's great having you here. Is there anything else you want to share about your business, about balance, anything?
Well,
a special tip to leave the listeners?
Mm-hmm. I would just say write it down, mm-hmm. right? To start, if you want to start anything, start by writing it down. I'm not good with the phone and typing it in my phone. I like you said, I like seeing it on paper.
Like
exactly. Stack of notebooks, you can get them at Walmart for 30, 40 cents
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and just start writing whatever it is that you want down and then slowly working your way towards it. Don't mm-hmm. try to do everything overnight and appreciate those small overnight successes.
Definitely.
That one thing you just checked off your to-do list, and it's just going to get you closer to your ultimate goal.
Right. Take a little time to celebrate yourself.
Yes.
Any leaving tips?
Yes. I would say start, like she said, writing down and also do a vision board. Mm-hmm. Visualize what you want to be and where you want to be and how long you want it to take before you get there. Mm-hmm. I remember creating a vision board when I graduated from college, and by the time it was maybe 3 years later, a lot of the things on there had come true.
That's awesome.
And then I created another one, and yes. I'm going to keep creating mm-hmm. one, and I put it in my bedroom where I can see it. Mm-hmm. So every day I look at it and say, okay, this is your focus. This yes. is your goal. Mm-hmm. When I'm down, I can look at it and say, no, this is my focus and this mm-hmm. is my goal. So I think just having that vision board is very important. And also just starting, you know, don't wait till you have enough money. Mm-hmm. Don't wait till you have, you know, the right amount of people in front of you or you've written the perfect business plan. Mm-hmm. Just start today mm-hmm. to get to your goal and do something every day towards your goal. Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like both of those combined, because if you have your vision board and you just walk past it and look at it, mm-hmm. but you don't get a notebook mm-hmm. and write it all down as to how you're going to do it, mm-hmm. it's really just a board.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that's great. So tell our listeners again, Alexandria, how they can learn more about you and about FNW Style.
Okay. Visit our website. It's fwstyle.com. Also, check out our Instagram, which is FW Style, and Facebook also FNW Style. So look us up. We'd love to connect with you on social media.
Great. And Shanda?
You can visit me and find more about me at businessbabiesbeauty.com. And the lifestyle brand One Rich Lifestyle is onerichlifestyle.com. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram as Business Babies and Beauty.
Awesome. Well, thank both of you for those great nuggets that I'm sure is helpful for me and for the listeners. Yeah. So thanks again. I look forward to having both of you on the show again to tell me more about your brunch and also about your fall line.
Definitely.
Okay, great. Thank you. This is Lanice Williams signing off for another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County and beyond. Have a great day.